You're listening to New England Public Media. Good afternoon, I'm Kari Njeri. Teachers, administrators, and parents are preparing for what's going to be a highly unusual start to the school year. Throughout the fall, we're going to follow several teachers as they navigate the twists and turns of educating during a pandemic. Today, New England Public Media's Ben James introduces us to two teachers as they reflect on a summer of protests for racial justice and get ready for September.
After months of late-night school committee debates on the merits of competing hybrid education models, many Western Mass districts now plan to go remote, at least for the first quarter.
Hello, my name is Daniel Thiombiano, Holyoke High School.
One district starting remotely is Holyoke, where ninth grade earth sciences teacher Daniel Thiombiano describes the shifting plans for fall as a highly fluid situation. That might be the understatement of the summer.
I do foresee some real challenges.
In his short time at Holyoke High, just 1 year, Thiombiano has turned around challenging classrooms and made budding scientists out of some of his most reluctant students.
I loved math growing up, but at some point I hated math because I did not like my teacher.
Thiombiano is a 31-year-old immigrant who's taught high school in the U.S. and in his native Ghana. Like other Holyoke teachers, he's concerned about the city's many English language learners and other at-risk students.
Some students need live sessions. Teaching itself, you learn not just from hearing my voice, but picking up on certain cues, the gestures.
Thiombiano says he completely understands his colleagues' reluctance to return to poorly ventilated classrooms while COVID numbers are on the rise. But he's young, he says, and unlike many teachers, he doesn't have children at home or elders to care for.
For me personally, I am absolutely comfortable being in class and teaching.
Teachers' unions played a significant role in convincing districts of the risks of in-person learning. And while many teachers describe a sense of profound loss at not being able to rejoin their students in the classroom, there are educators who see some potential benefits to teaching remotely.
Hi, 10th graders. So this video is all about thesis statements. So make sure you have your outline open.
My name is Sarah Banning, and I am the 10th grade English teacher at the Springfield Renaissance School in Springfield, Massachusetts.
Banning, age 25, has taught at Renaissance, a magnet school, for 3 years. She says yes, of course she wants to be in the classroom. But one plus, she says, to remote teaching is that there are actually more opportunities for one-on-one interactions. She even had a few kids who thrived with the flexibility of online schooling last spring.
That flexibility was really great for some kids. And then I had other kids where it was like a crash and burn situation.
Banning says the disruptions of COVID have challenged her to assess what's most essential for her students. This summer, she engaged in a process called Freedom Dreaming, based on the work of Georgia educator Bettina Love.
So I really went back to thinking about, like, okay, so why do we teach English? I was like, okay, why do we read? What's the point?
Banning is a white woman who grew up in Alabama. She's reworked her curriculum for the upcoming year. It's an effort to make her reading and writing assignments more relevant to her students, the majority of whom are Black and Latino. One poem she plans to teach is Margaret Walker's For My People.
For my people standing.
Published in 1937, Banning says Walker's poem speaks powerfully to our current moment.
Trying to fashion a better world from confusion, from hypocrisy and misunderstanding. Let a new earth rise.
Sarah Banning demonstrated with her students at Black Lives Matter protests in Springfield this summer. From police officers in schools to excessive force on the street, she says her students are hugely impacted by the disproportionate policing of Black youth.
The criminalization, particularly of young boys of color on bikes, is like a big issue that the city of Springfield has not really addressed.
Daniel Thiombiano's students in Holyoke were also impacted by the killing of George Floyd.
My young Black students, when they see Black people being murdered, it takes a psychological toll on them, for brown students as well. The civil activism that we've seen on the streets of America has had a monumental impact on my own frame of mind.
Prior to shutdown, Thiombiano had been a cautious supporter of Holyoke High School's controversial plan to randomly search student backpacks. But now...
I am of the position that police officers should not be present in school. I am of the position that students should not be searched in school.
I asked Theambiano what he thought his students might have learned, what they might bring back from this summer of protests for racial justice.
I think students are going to come to school more aware, unfortunately more distrustful of the system, which I think is really the fundamental problem, because they look at leadership and it doesn't reflect who they are.
The protests highlighted fundamental inequities at the heart of U.S. society, including in schools. Meanwhile, the pandemic has brought sobering revelations of how much the nation depends on its schools for health services, nutrition, and childcare, not to mention education. With little preparation, the country has now embarked on a massive experiment to see whether schools can effectively educate students outside the classroom. Daniel Theambiano says it shouldn't start with academics.
I would say what my students need the most would be a holistic attention to social and emotional aspects of their lives.
Sarah Banning agrees. She says the learning gaps her students faced prior to COVID, many of which have deepened since the pandemic, definitely need to be dealt with.
But we can't address those gaps until we address how brains work, right? And brains don't learn when they are stressed and when they feel unsafe.
If you do not get that right, I think whatever you're doing in terms of the teaching and learning process really is zilch.
In early September, Sarah Banning and Daniel Theambiano will welcome their students back to school. Their job will be to comfort, reassure, assess, listen to, and challenge those students. We'll check back with them in a few weeks to see how it's going. For New England Public Media, I'm Ben James.